I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Lebanon's economic woes aren't over. We've got the latest at how Christians are making a difference. And if you wanted to make a difference, have you considered prison ministry? We'll explain why that's up for consideration in just a few moments. First, Lebanon's former central bank governor, Riyad Salameh, was arrested this week in Beirut after a lengthy interrogation. Salameh is facing domestic and international charges for allegedly embezzling over $40 million. Hartford Lebanon's Camille Melki says,
now, the sad part in this whole thing is that he's not the only one. This is not a one-man show. You have a full range of politicians, economists, bankers, people of influence who were involved in this more than $110 billion scheme.
Lebanon has faced severe economic downfall since October of 2019, with billions of dollars frozen in bank accounts. Poverty more than tripled over the past decade in Lebanon, affecting nearly half of the population. And yet, hope remains.
God has put us in a position to engage the world with a positive change. So I see great hope in the country of Lebanon, only if we continue to work diligently in raising a new generation of God-fearing, compassionate leaders that would replace the current leaders.
Connect with us online to learn how you can foster transformative change through Heart for Lebanon. Meanwhile, heavy rainfall, widespread floods, and landslides continue to devastate portions of India. Mission India's Regan Miller says,
India's rainy season happens every year, but this year the damage has been so much worse. It's been going on for a couple of months now.
In one state, floods were recorded as the most severe since 1983, triggering more than 2,000 landslides. In another location,
there was a landslide in the middle of the night at like 2 o'clock in the morning, and a whole school was destroyed. People are losing their homes. They're already in bad financial situations. And now with the flooding, they can't get to work.
The flooding is affecting all of Mission India's programs as families have lost their homes, crops, and personal belongings. Believers are providing help for today and hope for tomorrow through disaster relief kits.
For $55, people can provide a relief kit, and that contains essentials like blankets, clothes, food, and cooking utensils. And the hope is that people who receive the relief kits would ask why, and that would open the door to share the good news.
The most important thing you can do is pray. Ask the Holy Spirit to soften hearts so people will be receptive to the gospel message. Find your place in the story at missionnews.org.
We've done relief work during the pandemic, and then we did it again during the Manipur violence that happened last year. And we've seen in both cases that doors were open to share the gospel as we delivered relief kits.
And yesterday, we told you about a thriving prison ministry partnership between Chase Oaks Church in Texas and Crossroads Prison Ministries. Spanish-speaking mentors from Chase Oaks are meeting a crucial need by writing letters with prisoners through Crossroads Bible Studies. Pastor Iram Vega of Chase Oaks Church says,
when people hear about going to prison or prison ministry, they think, oh, it may take a lot of time. Fears combined with ignorance, it's a lot of trouble. But in this case, knowing that anybody could do it because anybody is a Christian and knows how to read and write could be a mentor, I was excited about the possibility of opening up something that my church could do. And we could serve at the same time our community, which is Latinos or Spanish-speaking people.
Crossroads often faces a shortage of Spanish-speaking mentors, leading to a 4.5-week backlog for Bible study responses from Spanish-speaking prisoners. Pastor Vega urges more Christians, especially Spanish speakers, to become mentors with Crossroads and experience the mutual blessing of prison ministry.
From the mentor's perspective, the Bible says it's better to give than to receive. So whenever they give encouragement, they get encouraged back.
So what about you? Is God calling you to be a Crossroads mentor? Learn more at missionnews.org. Thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. Keys for Kids Ministries exists to ignite a passion for Christ in kids, teens, and families worldwide. This month, they're offering free devotionals designed to help you and your family spend time in God's Word every day of the year with the goal of growing disciples in Christ. Get yours free when you click on the banner ad at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.